Your parents made mistakes.
You can't blame the parents.
Of course I can. I'm just concerned about the children.
Should I go no contact with my mom?
I will tell you about going no contact.
Don't worry about hurting a parent's feelings.
Guys, before we get into this crazy subject matter for today, please like, subscribe, and click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a new video for you guys. Now, without further ado, let's talk about Jeffrey Marsh. Now, this is a man who we've covered on the show many times before because of his grooming content, and yes, I am calling it grooming content because that's exactly what he's doing, that he posts on TikTok in particular. And if you take just a moment to look at his page, he has over 600,000 followers, nearly 700,000 followers, and much of his content is aimed at children.
I want to talk to the kid.
And he's talking to children about non-binary rights, trans rights, they, them pronouns, accepting yourself in a different gender, how to transition, what do you do if your parents don't want you to transition? Jeffrey Marsh even goes as far as to say, if your family does not love what you're doing, does not accept what you're doing, I will be your family.
I, beautiful. If you do not have a family that loves you, I'm going to be your family.
And here's just a few examples of the content that Jeffrey Marsh is putting out. Let's take a look.
Biological sex is fake. Yes, we all know that gender roles are fake. But do not say to a trans person, biologically male, born female, male-bodied. No, 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 no. There is no biological criteria for gender that is both universal and a binary in human beings. Where does that leave us? Free.
Free. That's so funny because I was thinking jail. It's unbelievable. And of course, that's a very typical video, at least as far as gender activists are concerned. It's not particularly aimed at children. He's not calling at kids directly to start believing in this. But let's talk about where he does exactly that. He has several videos on the platform where he is speaking directly to children. He even tells parents, put the phone in front of your child so that I can talk to them. Now, Jeffrey Marsh is now going back and trying to delete those videos and erase his footprint of what he's been saying on TikTok. But luckily, we've got some receipts. So let's take a look at that.
Your parents made mistakes.
You can't blame the parents.
Of course I can.
I'm just concerned about the children.
Should I go no contact with my mom?
I will tell you about going no contact.
Don't worry about hurting a parent's feelings.
If you had toxic parents,
toxic parents will always make it about them.
Your parents rushed you.
Your parents screwed up.
Families like to keep the roles the same.
Here's your way out.
If you do not have a family that loves you, I'm going to be your family.
Did y'all hear that? If you don't have a family that loves you, and by loves you, he means that is not going to accept you transitioning or wanting to be on life-altering and irreversible medications. That's what he means by a family that does not love you. So he's clearly trying to indoctrinate and groom children. I don't think that is within question. There's no question there. If you take one look at this man's content, you can see exactly what he's doing. And it's because it's a choice he's made for his own life. So who better to talk to than very malleable children who are ready to accept ideas like this? That's what he's doing. And he's doing it on a platform called TikTok, which we all know is a very genius choice to pick because there's kids all over that platform who are ready to take in new ideas and hear from these speakers. And that's why he has over 600,000 followers on the platform. Now, a woman decided to call this out on a TikTok of her own. And let's take a look at that video, and then we're gonna look at the result of her calling out Jeffrey Marsh and what happened in the wake of her posting this video.
Okay guys, this video is gonna be a bit long.
Stop telling trans people that we're inspirational.
Stop telling kids to go on your Patreon and chat to you privately without their parents knowing.
And then a lot of people made stitches of me saying I'm transphobic, I've done a lot of bad stuff, they've even attacked my scarf, my religion, a lot of bad stuff, which I don't want to go into. And these people have also said they are not talking to the kids. Okay, so I did a little bit of digging.
Hi, kids. Hey, kids. I want to talk to the kids. Hi, kids. Hey, kids.
So, yeah, there's a lot of videos of them addressing kids. Now, the main video I want to talk about.
Your parents screwed up.
So pause there. She's even using the pronouns that this guy has chosen for himself and saying, respectfully, I just want to give you the receipts. I just want to show you that this man is gearing towards talking to children. He's trying to have private conversations with children on his Patreon. He is setting up videos specifically for children to watch without their parents knowing, and really guiding them toward the direction of abandoning their, quote, toxic parents. So she puts out this video just simply saying, here are the receipts, here's what's happening. And now here's an update from this woman on TikTok. And as you'll notice in looking at this thumbnail, she's crying. Let's see why.
So I just got an email saying pretty much a threat, saying they know where I live. And what scares me the most is they have got my daughter's details on the email, like what time I leave to drop them to school, pick them up. And it's not a coincidence because both of my daughters, they go to two different schools, so they know. They've given the school details and everything. So, my daughters are involved now in this. As some of you might know, that my car was damaged in this whole thing. I was getting not very nice videos and now emails with a lot of details on that email. So I'm done. I don't want to do anything. I'm not going to talk about Jeffrey Marsh. I've deleted everything, removed it. If you guys want to go ahead, but please don't come to my house. Do you just get on with your life, I'll get on with mine. You guys want me to say I'm sorry? Fine, I'm sorry. Please don't come at me, don't come to my house, don't do anything with me. Because I'm just one person. And specifically 4 or 5 of you have... 4 or 5 of you have kind of done stuff. Like, some of you have found old pictures of me and uploaded it on TikTok without my hijab. So you guys have done that. I know you guys are gonna take the mickey out of this video. So, but my main thing is, please don't.
Pause there. Man. So you get on the internet trying to warn parents and just warn people in general. Hey, you know, your kids are under attack in a sense. And there are people who are ready to be predators towards your kids' minds on the internet and inject them with this ideology that they are now they thems and that they need to abandon their parents and that transitioning is okay and it's safe and it's wonderful and all these things and that they just need to accept their own confusion. You raise a red flag and you go, hey guys, something's happening on this platform. And for your efforts of trying to protect children, your children are attacked. You are doxxed. You are told where your children are going to school, when they're being dropped off, when they're supposed to be coming home. And you are getting death threats in your email, at your home. You're getting old pictures of yourself sent to you without your hijab on as a complete sign of disrespect to your religion. But remember, these are the people who are tolerant and loving and all accepting, and they call the right wingers Islamophobes, right? But when a Muslim woman comes out and says, hey, you know what, I don't agree with what you're doing there, I don't agree with this side of your ideology, oh, let's go find some old pictures of her without her hijab on and let's go post that on the internet and attack her and send death threats and dox her and threaten her children. It's just unbelievable. And what's even sadder is that in the wake of these threats and everything that is being thrown on this woman, she hops on the internet and apologizes to these people, which is exactly what they want. This is going to embolden them. And this is not to criticize her, because it's a whole different situation when your kids are being threatened and when their lives are possibly at stake and you know that people are following you as you're dropping them off at school. I have no idea what that situation's like or how I would react. But when you bow, it is what they want. It tells them, yes, this is what works. So the next time that somebody comes up with a complaint for how we're grooming children or trying to attack kids on the internet, the next time somebody complains, I know that the proper course of action is to dox them, is to follow them home, is to threaten them, is to abuse them. And then I will get a full-fledged apology posted on the internet. This is the way the world works now. This is how it goes. And you cannot bow down to these woke mobs. You can't. You have to stand there and stand strong in your views. And you say, you know what? Regardless of what you're going to do to me, I'm going to be here to say what I believe. And of course, we'll all make our own choices. And when children are involved, these things can often go out the window. But for the most part, it's so important not to apologize to these people, because it is exactly what they want and it is positive reinforcement for this behavior. But all in all, what we should be focusing on is this right here, because this continues to exist on the internet in full force, getting hundreds of thousands of views, as you can all see. Look at the numbers on these videos. And guess who's watching? Children. Children are watching this, taking this in, thinking that this is a healthy lifestyle, and they are the ones who are falling victims to this sort of content on the internet. So keep an eye on what your kids are watching and keep blowing the whistle on the things that you're seeing as well. Don't let the attack on this woman dissuade you from talking about what is true and what is right. And this is certainly not right. But guys, let me know your thoughts on this entire situation. This video got 3 million views, so I'm sure that some of you have seen it. What would your reaction be if you made a video like this and then people started doxing and attacking and threatening you and your children? Would you apologize on the internet? Would you stand strong in your values and say, no, I'm not going to apologize? I can't tell. It's a difficult situation to be in, especially with young children. But the amount of disrespect and vitriol that this woman is receiving makes absolutely no sense. She did the right thing. She tried to show people what was happening on the internet and happening to children. And to receive this sort of attack in the wake of that is just disgusting. But it shows where we are right now, right? Protecting children is not what people care about. In fact, it's the exact opposite. Guys, please like this video. If you like the content, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified. Plus, I have a weekly newsletter that you can sign up for by going to the description down below. You'll get that in your email, plus updates for all the content that we put throughout the week. So feel free to sign up and show your support. And if you're going to show support for anybody after this video, show support to this woman. You can check out her TikTok, the username, and the video itself will be in the description down below. Thank you guys so much for watching. We have some work to do when it comes to protecting children.